Hey everybody, Jeff from NSJS Radio here, and I'm here to tell you that if you're looking for the latest and greatest in tennis shoes, you need to go to iShop11.com. That's right, iShop11.com. They're going to have the latest and greatest in tennis shoes for you and some exclusive fits. Go to iShop11.com. You can also follow them on Instagram at iShop11. You want to spell that out, iShopELEVEN, iShop11.com. Tell them Jeff from No Sleep Just Sports Radio sent you. This is No Sleep Just Sports Radio. Yo, what up everybody? It's Jeff from No Sleep Just Sports Radio. We're coming off a couple great Game 7s, so I'm definitely going to dive right into those. Appreciate everybody tuning in today. Once again, this is No Sleep Just Sports Radio. I am Jeff Stevens, Editor-in-Chief of NoSleepJustSports.com. Go ahead and check out the website. But let's dive right into the first Game 7 from the other day. So let's talk about Nuggets and Blazers. And so just want to talk a little bit about the series overall first. I mean, what a hell of a series. That four overtime game, most of these games are really close. It was just a really good series overall. Both teams competed really well. Feel like both coaches definitely coached pretty well, made the proper adjustments down the line. It was just a great series to me overall. Shout out to the Blazers for going into Denver on the road and getting a game seven. That's big, man. Game sevens are tough enough, but to get one on the road, that's definitely a really big deal in my eyes. And those guys in Portland, they play really, really well. CJ McCollum, he stepped up big time for that team. I mean, I've been a little down on CJ in the past, but I'm not going to lie, this postseason, he's kind of making me a believer, man. He's definitely been stepping it up. I've really, really liked what I've seen from him. And I like what I've seen from Dame, too, as far as letting CJ cook. You don't usually see that from a lot of superstars. When they don't have it going, sometimes they start to force it. Sometimes they don't really figure out how to affect the game in other ways except for scoring. And Dame did. Dame, he had 10 rebounds, 8 assists, 3 steals. And, you know, he stepped back and let CJ cook, man. CJ had, 37 points, 9 boards. He was out there playing his ass off, man. 17 to 29 shooting. It was a really good performance from him. I really liked what I saw from Zach Collins. He didn't really put up very many numbers, but he gave them 23 really good minutes off the bench that they really needed to get this game seven. And it was very impressive to see with him. And actually, Evan Turner, like I said, Evan Turner didn't really, he had 14 points, just shot a lot of free throws. But it was just really solid minutes off of the bench, especially after Rodney Hood went down. They really needed somebody to step up and actually be able to give them some quality bench minutes. And he stepped up, man. I mean, he's making $17 million, so you better do something, man. Like, it's a little ridiculous, his contract, but I digress. He stepped up the other night, and that's what they needed. And especially with Dame struggling the way he did, I mean, he shot 3 of 17, 13 points. That's just that's very unlike Dame. And so it was really good to see those other guys step up in the time of need for that team. I mean, this is biggest game of pretty much everybody on their team's career. And so it was really good to see those guys step up and take advantage of the moment. As far as Denver goes, I wasn't necessarily disappointed in what I saw from Denver. Denver played a really good game. Those guys, you can see it in their eyes that they wanted it. You know, they played a really good game. I just think down the stretch, they got a little worn out, in my opinion, down the stretch. And because they played a 7-game series before this series, they had that 4 overtime game. They've been playing a lot of minutes. I mean, I'm looking at their minutes right now. Not a lot of these guys. I mean, there was only one guy who played 40. Only Jokic played 40 minutes. And I feel like in a game 7, you kind of got to get your best 6-7 guys ready. And they got to play I mean, your top five guys got to play 40 plus, in my opinion, in a game seven with everything on the line. And so I kind of feel like they definitely missed a little bit there. I know Paul Millsap was a little bit in foul trouble there, so I understand that part. But, I mean, just like some of these other guys, I'm looking at, who is this? Well, I mean, Jamal Murray played 38. Gary Harris played 39. So I guess pretty much for the most part, those guys were really close to the 40-minute mark. But, I mean, Will Barton only played 20 minutes. I feel like that's one of their better players. He should definitely be on the floor a little more. But, I mean, again, I just definitely feel like these guys, they had a really good season. They came into this series. They fought hard. They impressed me a lot. I think they impressed a lot of people. I think a lot of people kind of underestimated this team coming into the playoffs. And I definitely feel like they're going to have a bright future going forward. I feel like you can't take anything away from them for this series. You just got to give credit to Portland and what they did as far as, like I said, man, getting a game seven on the road, getting the games that they did on the road, and just being able to capitalize on their situation from last year. They capitalized on that emotion, that feeling of how could I describe it? The feeling of dejection, like that just feeling of leaving it all out there and still getting swept last year, you know? And so it was good to see those guys be able to come back and definitely make some improvements this season. And I can't wait to see what they're going to be able to do next series against Golden State. I mean, that's going to be Dame has home games every game. So I definitely expect a really big series from him. I expect a really big series from the other guys too. But that like I said, I mean, I really liked this series against the Nuggets. It was one of the more entertaining series of the playoffs. And both franchises just deserve a lot of praise and respect for what they did this series and what they've done these playoffs. And then next, we're going to get into this 76ers and Raptors series. Man, again, hell of a series. It kind of went up and down, couple blowouts, but it was definitely a really entertaining series. It was fun to see Kawhi kind of step up and take on this new persona of a bona fide superstar. Don't get me wrong, we all knew who Kawhi was, one of the best two-way players in the league, one of the best players in the league by far. But I feel like this postseason, he's kind of taking on that new persona of a killer. That shot, man, like that shot, the defense they played on that shot, it was really good defense. And it was the emotion, man, man, I accidentally hung up on my granny, man. I was talking to my granny, wishing her happy Mother's Day and everything. And he hit that shot. And I lost it, dude. I lost it. I ran around the house cussing, yelling, like it was crazy, man. Just the emotion that you feel that I felt when that shot was bouncing around the basket, and you didn't know if it was going to go in, and then when it dropped, it was just, oh man, don't get me wrong, but a buzzer beater is a buzzer beater. But it was just, if I felt like there was a lot of extra emotion because and drama, you know, simply because it bounced around, it hit every single part of the rim, man. And it was just, it was really, really entertaining. One of the best buzzer beaters I've ever seen. I mean, he called series, like it was great, man. Like that was, it was, I tweeted out on the NSJS media account on Twitter, like, and excuse my French, but I fucking love Who, and this is why. Like, this is one of the reasons why. Like, it's at that emotion, man. That emotion I felt. Like, you couldn't have told me I wasn't in the building. Like, it was great, man. It was just great to watch. And it's a great cap to a really good series. Seeing two really good teams fight down to the wire. It was just great, man. I mean. I'm looking at the stats right now. The 76ers, I feel like they came up a little bit short, man. I mean, of course, they obviously did, but I'm just looking at their stats. Like, you, only person over 20 points is Joel Embiid, and he only had 21. I only had 21, but I mean, he had 21, 11 rebounds, 4 assists. He did everything he could, man. He was really emotional after the game, and a lot of people are gonna get on him about that. And a lot, I mean, that, don't get me wrong, that face is classic. It's gonna be a meme. I'm probably gonna use it myself. Don't get me wrong, but at the same time, I don't have a problem with him showing that type of emotion after the game. That just shows me how bad he wanted it. How bad he wants to win. You know. Him leaving it all out on the court. I kind of feel like people who judge him for that, like crying like that, they've never really lost a game that they wanted to win with every single bone in their body, every single fiber. That's like the ultimate hurt. Don't get me wrong. I never lost a game even close to the magnitude of this one, but I have lost a game before that I wanted to win with everything I had. And it hurts, man. It hurts. And so I can't knock him for showing that type of emotion after leaving it all out there. I mean, he's reportedly, he's been really sick, you know, he's been fighting through it. And I can't respect that guy enough for what he did this series, what he did these playoffs, and what he's going to, what he's going to do in the future. I don't necessarily agree with Mark Jackson when he's talking about he's up there with the best big man and all. I don't really agree with all that right now, but he has the potential to be if he keeps going the direction he's going. So I just thought it was really good to see that. I don't really know exactly where this team's gonna go going forward. They got some big free agents in Jimmy Butler and Tobias Harris. So I mean, if they can retain, I really think they need to bring Jimmy back. He fits with that team. He gives them an attitude that I feel like they really need. Like, don't get me wrong, Joel Embiid gives you kind of a toughness and an attitude, but Joel's still a little, he's still a little goofy. And so sometimes it doesn't necessarily come off as the toughness and things like that you see from Jimmy. Jimmy's a dog, like, all the time, every day, every second, every game, every practice. Like, Jimmy's a dog. Jimmy's gonna go hard all the time. And I feel like they definitely need that on that team. Feel like he could be a good mentor for the young guy, those young superstars on that team, definitely. Ben Simmons, I was a little disappointed in what I saw from Ben Simmons after having that big game in game 6. I'm just looking at the stats, 13 points, 8 boards, and 5 assists. We need more from you in a game 7, buddy. And it's as simple as that. If you're going to be a superstar in this league, we need more from you in a game 7. It was kind of like he was a little non-existent at times. He had 3 blocks. He played some good defense, but I mean, he had 5 turnovers too. I mean, I just feel like you got to play better, man. You got to be bigger. And if that guy isn't in the gym shooting jump shot after jump shot after jump shot this summer, like, I don't feel like I see that in him. Like, I don't feel like he's that type of guy to relentlessly work on his game. But I mean, if he gets in there and shoots 1,000 jump shots a day, man, like, he can come back with a free throw line jumper, he's gonna be one of the most unstoppable players in the league, in my opinion. But until then, he's kind of just gonna be irrelevant in the half court. He's gonna kind of be just either a distributor, or he's going to stand in that dunker spot. And that's kind of all he can do for you in the half court. So I really need to see him come back with some more added to his game. Again, shout out to the 76ers for their run this season. It was a really good run. This game 7 was probably one of the best that I've ever seen. As far as the entertainment value and the Kawhi shot at the end to cap it off. But again, I just shout out to them and what they did this season. And I mean, just to talk about the Raptors a little bit, I know I was really excited earlier about it, but just to analyze their game a little bit, it wasn't their best game at all. They still haven't shot the ball very well. They didn't shoot. It was like at at a certain point, it was like they were just giving the ball to Kawhi. Now, I don't know if that's the strategy, but they were literally passing up on open shots to give the ball to Kawhi. I mean, Kawhi had 41 points. He shot a horrible percentage, but he did have 41. But, I mean, he shot 16 for 39, and nobody else even got to 15 shots. So it's just you can definitely tell. You can just look at the stats and tell. At a certain point, they were just like, okay, we're going to give the ball to Kawhi, and he's going to take us home. And, I mean, he did. You know, you can't – I'm not knocking him for it or anything like that. I just don't feel like it's necessarily a sustainable model to actually go forward and win games. But, I mean, it got them this one, and that's all they really needed for this one. So, hopefully they can figure it out. I mean, they shot horribly this game. They shot horribly pretty much this entire series. It just wasn't a very good shooting series for them. But I mean, I'm looking at it right now. They shot 7 of 30 from 3. That's 23%. Shot 38% overall for the game. And like I said, it was a really tough shooting series for them. Again, they were able to pull it out. I think just because defensively they were able to make it tough on the Sixers as well shooting. But they they definitely need to improve on their shooting going forward. And I really liked what I saw from what I've seen from Kawhi so far. Like I said earlier, he's starting to take on that persona of a killer. And he's so emotionless. Like, I think that was one of the coolest things about the buzzer beater as well, is seeing the emotion that he had afterwards. Like, I've never seen him have anywhere near that much emotion. And it was cool to see him just yell, celebrate with his teammates, celebrate with the city of Toronto. I feel like that was just a big win for Toronto, period. And like I said, that was one of the coolest moments about the buzzer beater, is seeing all the emotion that he showed. Cause like I said, man, it's kind of a robot. He's kind of a robot. And so to see him actually care about something was dope to me. And so I just hope going forward that he'll shoot a little better. But he's taking on that persona of just that killer. He's not like the normal killers we got in the league. He's the ultimate silent killer. Like, he's the guy he's going to come to the game. He's going to cut your throat. He's not going to say nothing to you. He's not going to smile at you. He's not going to frown at you. He's not going to be demonstrative. He's not going to do any of that. He's just going to come to the game, cut your throat, and he's out of there. And it's really fun to see him grow as a player and grow, even though he's not showing much personality, to see him grow as an NBA personality, to see his image grow as an NBA player. It's been really fun to watch these playoffs, and I think it's going to be really fun to watch going forward. And next, since I'm already talking about the Raptors, I guess I'll just go ahead and preview this Raptors-Bucks series. I am excited for this. I am here for it. I am ready for it. I want to see these guys go at it. I want to see Kawhi and Greek Freak. Hopefully they match up a lot. Like, I want to see that matchup. Like, that's going to be, I can't wait for this series, man. These are two really, really good teams, two really, really good coaching staffs this year. They've definitely been doing their things, and I just can't wait to watch this series. I want to see if the Raptors are going to be able to continue with their defensive spree. They've been playing really good defense this playoffs. And I really want to see if they're going to be able to contain the Greek Freak at all. Like, we thought Boston had it. And then they made those games. The Bucks made adjustments after game one, and the Celtics never recovered. And so it's going to be really funny to see what Nick Nurse and his coaching staff does after seeing everything that everybody's tried to do with Greek Freak. This is kind of your go at it. And so it's going to be really fun to see if they are able to actually come up with a scheme that somewhat keeps him out of the paint, or forces him to take more jumpers and take more floaters and things like that. Instead of going to the basket and just getting dunks most of the time, dunks and easy layups. So I'm really interested in seeing how they're going to approach that. I definitely think that Siakam's actually going to be a good defensive matchup for him too. If you can put Siakam on him, and Siakam's able to, hold his own a little bit, and you can put Kawhi on like Chris Middleton or something like that. I think that's definitely going to be a really good defensive strategy. So we'll see going forward, but hopefully they're able to do it. That way we can kind of see if Mike Budenholzer is going to be able to make adjustments to that. From what I've been hearing from watching interviews and things like that, I guess people say he doesn't. He's one of the coaches who makes the least adjustments in the playoffs. So it'll be interesting to see if he will continue to make good adjustments how he has so far in these playoffs. And my pick for this series is going to be the Raptors in seven. I just think they are going to be a little too much for the Bucks. Don't get me wrong. I know it's going to be a fight. It's going to be one hell of a series. But when it comes down to it, I think Kawhi's ability to create for himself is going to be very important down the stretch. Greek Freak can only do so much off the dribble in a half court. I feel like he can only do so much without help, without somebody getting him the ball down low or, you know, them running a play for him to get the ball down low. As opposed to with Kawhi, you can kind of just hand him the ball and make him and ask him to go get a bucket for you. And I think that's going to be really important down the stretch of this series, simply because both of these teams are so good defensively. I think it's going to kind of be hard to run your sets and get into your scheme and actually execute a game plan through and through. So I definitely think it's going to come down to which team has the player that's going to be able to go and get them buckets in the final 3 to 4 minutes of a game. And again, don't get me wrong, I know Giannis is a beast. I know he is one of the best players that we've seen in the league in the past 10 years, but I don't think he has the ability to create his own shot, which down the stretch of the playoffs, it just proves to be one of the biggest skills that you can have, one of the biggest assets that you can have, especially in your star player. So I see the Raptors taking this one in seven. I definitely want to see it go seven because I want to see these guys go at it. But I think the Raptors are going to be a little too much for the Bucks down the stretch. And they've got a little bit more. They got championship experience on that team. They've just got more experience. And so everybody says experience is underrated, but knowing what to do in situations will never be underrated, in my opinion. When you're going against somebody who doesn't know what to do and you do, I mean, you have the advantage, in my opinion. But I just think the Raptors are going to be too much in seven games. And next, we're going to get into the Western Conference Finals with Portland versus Golden State. I think it's tough for me to really give one prediction on this series because you don't really know when KD's coming back and if KD's coming back. So I'll give one if and if he doesn't. So, I mean, with KD, I don't think this is a very good matchup for Portland at all, especially without Jusuf Nurkić. Not to say he would guard KD, but he brings a lot to that team. He brings just an element of toughness that I think they'll need versus the Warriors. But like with KD, I just don't think it's a very good matchup for Portland. With KD, it's not a very good matchup for most of the teams in the league, but I just feel like they won't be able to keep up bucket for bucket scoring wise with KD out there, especially with him on the floor defensively as well. What he brings defensively is a little underrated right now. And without him on the floor defensively, I think the guards in Portland will have a little more free reign on the court. They'll be able to move a little more freely. So I definitely feel like with KD, the Warriors are just too much. Dame and CJ have been balling out these playoffs. What they've done these playoffs is commendable. I respect it. I love it. It's been really fun to watch. Hopefully it continues to be really fun to watch. You know, hopefully they put up a really good fight in this series, and hopefully it's a really good series. I just don't think if the Warriors have KD, I don't think they have that third scorer that's going to be able to come in and help them put up 20 points. 25 points, and they're gonna need it. You could kind of see it last series. Dame, I feel like Dame's wearing down a little bit. This is the most games he's ever played in his career. So I definitely feel like he's wearing down a little bit. And sometimes I don't feel like he's necessarily taking plays off, But sometimes he has to take a little bit of a break. I mean, sometimes he has to take a little bit of a break because CJ is just cooking. But sometimes he has to take a little bit of a break, I feel like, because there's been so much wear and tear on him down the stretch of this season. And I just think that puts a little bit more pressure on their bench. Don't get me wrong. I've seen a lot of good things from their bench, but I just think it puts a little bit more pressure on those guys, especially if Rodney Hood's not going to be there. I don't really know the status of his injury, or I don't know how healthy he'll be if he's playing. It's going to put a lot of more pressure on their bench, I feel like, just because of how long this season has gone for the Blazers. I mean, I don't think there's very many players on that team that have played this far into a season. So I think fatigue may be a little bit of a factor with those guys there. And I mean, it may be a little bit of a factor with the Warriors too. Don't forget, these guys are on a really long run trying to complete a three-peat. So you never really know how fatigue can affect them either. And I just think if the Warriors do have KD, that they, like, again, they're just going to be a little too much. But if the Warriors don't have KD, I think this is going to be a completely different ball game. I think this series becomes a lot more even than people are going to be willing to give it credit for. Don't get me wrong. I think Steph and Klay are the better backcourt, but you can't sneeze at Dame and CJ, man. Dame and CJ are dogs. Those guys know how to play really good together. They know how to play off of each other really good. When one of them's cooking, you don't see the other one getting upset because they aren't getting the ball or anything like that. Like, the chemistry that those guys have can't be understated, in my opinion. Overstated would be the word. I'm sorry. Can't be overstated, in my opinion. Those guys are really good players. And so to just say that the Warriors are going to run off either way, in my opinion, is highly disrespectful to those guys and what they've been able to do over the course of their careers. Like CJ said the other day, he got it out the mud. So when he starts cooking, and when you see him play, you can see the fight. Like, you can see the fight in his eyes, in my opinion. Same thing with Dame. You can see the fight in his eyes. And I don't think that you can gloss over that. These are kind of going to be all home games for Dame, like, regardless if he's in Portland or if he's in Oakland. Dame's following in Oakland is huge. Dame means so much to this city. He comes back to the community, gives back to the community, gives back to the schools. Like, Dame means so much to this community. So when he comes to Oakland, he's going to have a big following. There's going to be Blazer fans in the building. So it's going to kind of be home game for him regardless. And I think that's going to be big. I'm expecting Dame to average 30 points this series. Like, you go look at the numbers Dame puts up against the Warriors. Dame don't do no playing against the Warriors. He takes that personally. Like, he takes that serious. Like, so he, like, the way he took it serious and personally against Russell Westbrook, he does that with the Warriors. And so it's going to be really fun to see him go up against his home team. It's going to be really fun to see him come home and see if he can, you know, show out, man. I mean, this is the biggest stage of his career so far, the Western Conference Finals, you know. So I'm definitely expecting him to put on a show. I'm expecting CJ to put on a show as well. I'm expecting those guys to come in and be ready. And when you look at the way Dame leads this team, those guys fear nothing. Like, even like, you can talk about how they got swept last year. This year, I feel like, is them overcoming that fear of whatever it was last year. I feel like they've thrown that out the window and they've overcome that. And now, I mean, they're in the Western Conference Finals. I mean, third seed 2 years in a row. I don't think this is a fluke. I think this is a really good team. And I mean, they're injured right now too. Like, who knows what they could be if Nurk was in right now. But I just think that this is going to be a really hard fought series. I think it's going to be a good series either way. Hopefully we get a series where we don't see any more injuries take out any of these top guys. I don't want to see anybody get hurt, but I definitely don't want to see any of these top guys taken out by injuries anymore. I want to see a good competitive series either way. But if KD comes back, I definitely think the Warriors will be able to take this series in probably six games. But without KD, I think this is going to be a seven-game dogfight, because I think these backcourts are Again, I think Steph and Clay are a little better, but I think these backcourts are pretty evenly matched. Like, it's going to be a dogfight. And when you start to go down the two rosters without KD, Portland just has a deeper roster. They got better players down the line. When you look at the Warriors bench, after you get into Sean Livingston, Looney, after that, it gets real iffy. It gets real sketchy. And so you definitely, I definitely think that's going to be a factor. But again, I want to see a really good series. I kind of think the Warriors win either way. Just that, I mean, that championship experience, and you can never underestimate the heart of a championship. So I kind of think the Warriors win either way. But without KD, I think it's going to be a 7-game series. Call me biased or whatever. Everybody knows I am a Warriors fan, huge Warriors fan, been one for a really, really long time. But I just think that they'll be able to kind of pull it off either way. I mean, we all underestimated them I was really unsure about them without KD in Houston, and they kind of proved to me that they still know how to play without him, but they don't have the same roster that they did when they were playing without him. So we'll see how it goes. I'm expecting a really good series either way. I want to see a dogfight in both the Eastern and Western Conference Finals, and I truly hope that's what we get. I mean, whoever makes it to the finals, I want them to crawl to the finals, you know? Like, I want them to crawl to the finals, beat up, battered, bruised, bloody, and I need them to get there to the finals, and that be the final battle. Like, I don't want to see any sweeps. I don't want any of these games to be blowouts. I want all close games. Like I said, I need whoever makes it to the finals to crawl into the finals from both sides. And with that, we're going to wrap it up today, folks. This is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio. I am Jeff Stevens, editor-in-chief, chief of NoSleepJustSports.com. Go ahead and check out the website. We'll be back on Thursday with another episode to review just the games that happen on Tuesday and Wednesday. And I'll probably come up with another topic. Maybe we'll talk about some football or something a little different. Maybe. But again, thank you. Thank everybody for tuning in. Follow us on Twitter at NSJS Media. Follow us on Instagram at NSJS TV. Check out our sponsors, iShop11.com and Anchor.fm. And thank you again for tuning in. Have a good one.
This is No Sleep, Just Sports Radio.